Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
It's one of the biggest sale events of the year for the folks at Superior Livestock. We're talking about their annual Labor Day event. This year, it's Labor Day 35, September 10th through the 12th, to be seen on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on Rural TV on the Dish Network as well. For details, you can call the folks at Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Their catalog deadline is Monday, August 25th. Video deadline, September 2nd. For details on Labor Day 35, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today, and he says, finally, our cattle market's starting to come off a little bit anyway, off the market highs of 2014.
You know, several times this year we've thought the market had topped, and we had this very strong summer run. In the last couple of weeks, we have seen both wholesale box beef values and live cattle or fed cattle values drop back a little bit. So clearly we put in at least a short-term top in this market. Now, is that the high for the year? I'm not prepared to say that at this point. We could take another run at this thing before the end of the year, before it's all over with. But I think certainly for the next period of time, we've probably topped that part of the market. Feeder cattle prices really haven't come down from their top. They've been bouncing around a little bit. There's been some volatility in the feeder cattle futures that has affected the cash market a bit. But really, you know, down a little bit one week and then back up. They're holding very, very strong, and we're essentially still at record levels for these feeder cattle prices pretty much across the board for all weights of feeder cattle.
Daryl, as we head into the fall season, I know that you're rather intrigued with where we are with these stocker prices and an overall valuation of the stocker market.
You know, there's an interesting situation right now. If you figure the gross margin or the value of gain from buying these lightweight calves, putting anywhere from 200 to 400 pounds on them, the value of gain is actually pretty good right now. It's well over $1 a pound, $1.25 to $1.30 in many cases. And the interesting contrast there is that feedlot cost of gain is coming down. And normally those two things are pretty closely related and they get back in balance pretty fast. But right now, the stocker value of gain is holding considerably stronger. We're expecting feedlot cost of gain to actually come down even more as we get into harvest with this record crop that appears to be coming at us. And so there's an imbalance there that probably won't last indefinitely, but it may persist for a while this fall. There seems to be somewhat limited flexibility in the marketplace to correct that right now.
Daryl, for those buying cattle for the fall, you know, what is the strategy? How do they best maximize opportunities with these stocker cattle?
Well, there's a lot of flexibility in the stocker business right now in terms of what kind of animal to buy. You're not really limited to the very lightweight animals. You can buy those or you can buy the heavier weight animals. Again, the value of gain at this point is pretty good across a wide range of weights. So you've got a lot of flexibility in what to buy. It depends on your production parameters in terms of how long you want to own those animals, how much total weight you want to put on them. And by the same token, you can take them to bigger weights right now. We're seeing some extraordinary cash prices at the moment for 900, even over 1,000-pound steers, bringing over $2 a pound in many markets around the country. And so, that may change a bit over time, but I don't think it's going to dramatically change in the sense that stocker producers can really put a lot of weight on these animals if they choose to.
Talking about opportunities for this fall's stocker cattle run, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's called the Big Event for good reason. Express Ranch is holding their 2014 edition of the Big Event, August 22nd and 23rd. This is a sale of some of the very best females in the Angus breed in America. Over 600 head to sell over the two-day period, including fall calving females at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and then the Big Event sale itself at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, August 23rd. For details, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.